This is a jingle for a famous pharmacy from a small town in Corydon, named Corydon, Indiana, I believe.
They got butt drugs. They love butt drugs. Ba-ba-ba butt drugs. Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
I love butt drugs.
Think butt, small town.
Butt drugs.
Remember those pharmacies in small towns, the Rexall pharmacies? Well, in this town, the owner and operator was last name of Butt. So, Butt Drugs.
Butt
and it existed for like 70 years. And it was statewide news in the state of Indiana when Butt Drugs announced they were shutting it down. Here's a butt rep.
What more fun can you get than having a butt shake on a Saturday afternoon?
Butt was the given name, so you make it what it is. Have fun with it. The small independents we can't sustain when we're at their mercy. Even though this kind of feels like a premeditated funeral, we want to look at it as a celebration of life because there's not too many businesses that have actually been here for three generations.
They probably got strung along longer than they would have made it because they could probably sell all sorts of gear and everything and other things that
probably.
Say butt drugs.
Probably.
But, and they still had a butt shake?
A butt shake.
So they must have had like shake. The old counter, like the old school pharmacies.
Yeah.
Kind of a bummer.
Ice cream parlor.
Right?
That is too bad.
Hell of a run.
I wish I had a shirt that said, I love a good butt shake.
Yeah, you probably merch. Still get one.
Probably, yeah.
If not, they're closed. We can sell them at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Yeah, I'll bet they didn't.
Butt drugs are the best drugs.
I wonder if that jingle was real. It said it was real, but...
I'm sure it was.
They got butt drugs. They love butt drugs. Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
Ba-ba-ba butt drugs.
I love butt drugs.
Ooh, butt drugs. That, you know, that's old man Alfred Butt.
That probably is. That butt drugs jingle makes sense. A listener said that was a Rhett and Link joint.
Oh.
Which okay. It totally sounds like Rhett and Link.
Look at how great this storefront is.
They got butt drugs.
Come on.
It's pretty great.
I know when you're listening, you can't see what I'm holding up on my laptop. But the storefront for butt drugs is just so great. Small town, giant letters. Gold on a green background. Butt drugs.
And they did use that jingle. We got a listener who lived near that town. They said, yeah, they really used that jingle for a long, long time.
Here's, I guess they
is
did
this the Rhett and Link commercial?
Well, no, I guess they did a marketing campaign.
No.
So it's a billboard that just says, I love butt drugs.
Yeah, it says pharmacy and old-fashioned soda fountain. Mm-hmm. I love butt drugs. Exit 105, downtown Corydon, Indiana.
Can't believe that wasn't enough to make it last forever.
That is too bad. You know, small town, can't compete with your CVS's and Walgreens and whatnot.
You know how, obviously times change and things that were okay at one point become not okay at other points. I mean, we've all seen that. Comedy generally doesn't stand the test of time. It either becomes outdated because it's corny or becomes outdated because people's attitude towards the topic changes. Things that were okay and funny a decade ago may not be now, and conversely, things where you're like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Might be fine now.
Yeah, social norms change.
Well, this one is a victim of that change, because back in I'm not sure if this is the 70s. It said 1981 at one point. It said 70s, but it's definitely from the era 70s or early 80s.
Yep.
An Australian underwear commercial that probably wouldn't be okay now.
First, you said, hello, sexy legs.
Hello, sexy legs.
So she's getting off the bus and there's a bunch of dudes standing there waiting to be creepy. She comes down the stairs and they're like, hello, sexy legs. And then the door closes and catches her skirt, which is slit all the way up to her waistline.
Uh-huh.
And then it reveals her underwear and she just goes, oh.
And she's just a giggling while there's like seven dudes right there ready to prowl.
Yeah. Now, pounce. Say hello, sexy legs.
Hello, sexy legs.
You mean, hello, sexiness.
Sexy
lady. Everyone's ass and vag are hanging out in this commercial.
She's walking behind a priest. I bet he turns around.
Now, sexy nicks. Top fashion knickers at supermarket prices.
Hello, sexy legs.
You mean, hello, sexy
legs. Oh, a guy on a motorbike stole her skirt right off of her.
Yep. But it's okay, because all the men around her, including that priest that I mentioned, all look down and leer. Women love when you pull their clothes off.
Look at that creep.
Oh, that, yeah. So that's what a vagina looks like on a woman.
Never seen one grown up.
That man's part can't get any closer to his ear.
No, he is hanging on to that comb over.
Yeah, that is hiding a lot or a little.
Oh, I got to keep combing the hair over. Old Gil will never get another acting gig. Priest that is leering. All right, I'll take it.
I'd be a leering priest.